Hello and good evening and welcome, good afternoon, wherever you are on the earth. We're so glad you could join us today, and hopefully you are on the earth and your heart-centered, and you will be joining us for an upcoming hour of fantastic sample healings. We will be live with Ron Amitron tonight on BBS Radio Station 1. It is November 10th, 2014, and I would like to bring Ron on so he can start off our show with maybe some sample healings, and we'll go from there. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, boy, smiles 11-11, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was going to talk about that later. Maybe we could do some clearings with those numbers, 10 and 11.
Well, what I'd do is I'd probably have people get on and do the maybe the alien keyword intercept. You know, that would be, in a sense, a word. Maybe just type in 1111 and do that maybe tomorrow. A heads up for everybody. So here we go. Let's get rid of some emotional energies from people that they may have had during today and the weekend. So releasing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the light beam. So do the male first. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now let's do the next clearing here for the non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now the female light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and just see how you're doing, everybody. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks. And if you're looking for the light being link, you can find it in one of two places, either via our homepage, which is creationlightship.com, and that is also the source for all of the online healings that Ron offers, from the recommended healings and the emotional whole lifetime healing to all of the special healings and past lifetimes. And it's a very interesting and extensive website, creationlightship.com. Once again, you can find all of the links to our Q&A documents, our Wikipedia page, our YouTube page. So if you're brand new and just joining us, please check it out. And also through our bbsradio.com homepage, you can access the chat that way. And if you click on the light beings, you will find the three images. So if you want to just bring those up, if you're just tuning in a little bit late and you'd like to get the peace energy for the upcoming hour, it's a great way to do so. So, Ron, I guess we should just start off with some questions and testimonials. And I want to thank everybody for sending them in. You can send them during the show if you'd like. If you have a question you want us to read out on the air tonight, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we have a first kind of, it's more of a testimonial, which is kind of a small thing, but very interesting. And so we had a listener write into us, and they wrote, "I had a small victory I wanted to share with you and the listeners, Ron. I was waiting in line to pay for a basket full of items, and a woman with one item asked me if she could go ahead of me. I sensed there was something strange about her, so I didn't respond. I just nodded yes, and then she profusely thanked me and immediately began telling me about her back problems and back surgery, which was supposedly scheduled for tomorrow. I just kind of looked past her and did not engage at all, as if I hadn't heard her. She didn't skip a beat, turned away from me and moved on to the next person in line and started telling her tales of woe to that person. I really feel like I prevented myself from getting corded and slimed. Just wanted to share this with you and to let people know that it's okay to ignore when you feel uncomfortable or when someone's wanting to unload all of their crap onto you."
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah, very good. Great.
Yeah, so don't feel shy about doing that, people, because you never know what's going on. You immediately probably want to feel bad for that person because you're generally, if you're tuning into this show, probably a sensitive and caring person. But sometimes you do have to protect yourself.
Yep, that's true.
So I guess what would you do, Ron, if you were in a situation where you did feel like you engaged and you wanted to clear that energy off of you? I know you do the courting calls every week, which is a good way to get cleaned off.
Yeah, that's one way. You can go online and do the courting, too. It's a whole lifetime clearing, then you get the unlimited.
That's a great point.
Yeah, so we do them also for $20 on Tuesdays. I guess if somebody were to say, Ron, what clearings do I need after my emotional and the mental? I'd probably say, yeah, courting is a big one, maybe a dark side practitioner or the curse of sex is spell clearing. And, you know, people have entities, so those are probably the main ones that you may be using daily. There might be a couple other ones that people can't, but everybody gets courted, and entities hop. Those two are a must. The mental one helps you to, you know, kind of stay on base and online with what you're thinking, and it can help to, reintegrate your brain and your mind and how you are thinking and your thinking patterns are. So it's a great clearing to have. I don't talk about the mental one that much. I'll do a sample here.
Okay, great.
How you feel. And just kind of think of it balancing your left and right brain, just if you're kind of mental at what it's doing. That's one aspect of it. So here we go. And if you have a situation which is haunting you, maybe you have reoccurring thoughts, which would be the mind loop clearing, mind loop one. But, if you just have something that keeps coming up and you just don't know how to get rid of it, just see if this helps you. So here we go. And you got to think of an energy that you want to have released. And I'll start counting. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And also, if you're on the fast chat and you'd like to put in your response to any of the sample healings that Ron does during the live show, it's greatly appreciated, and feel free to do so. You can also send us a longer testimonial or a question to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks, everybody, and we'll get back to the listener questions. So Ron, actually, this is the perfect segue into this topic because I have a question from a listener. It's more of another similar experience, and she's wondering if she was hexed. So she writes, yesterday at the grocery store, I noticed an old woman staring at me and mumbling something that sounded like a warning in another language. She did the same thing in another part of the store, singling me out of other shoppers to say something I couldn't understand, but it didn't sound friendly, and I did understand her to say many problems in Spanish. Was I being hexed? If so, is it cleared, as I did run the curses, hexes, and spells clearings as soon as I returned home?
It feels about 90% released. So you may want to do, one more time at it, maybe tomorrow or something, or when you're sleeping tonight, if you're listening. So, yeah, it sounds like it's about 90% gone.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thanks for checking that out, Ron. And, I guess it all depends on what you felt like you were dealing with, if it was somebody like that. Maybe even a dark side practitioner clearing might help, or you could do the I don't know if that would necessarily be a barcode, because I was thinking that we do have that free sample, the 2000 year barcode removal, but yeah, I think curses, hexes, and spells would be the way to go for that one. Okay, so thanks, Ron, and let's continue on here. So we have a kind of kind of a testimonial slash weather report from somebody, and they said, "Hello, I have to write. Our weather was calling for a huge snowstorm today, calling for 9 to 18 inches of snow in my area. So yesterday, I started timeline crashing, ran 2,000 minutes along with gray skies and Earth Protect and alien-generated holographic, which I believe is a free clearing. I'll have to double-check that. The snow started as predicted. I checked the radar. This front was headed right toward us around noon. We received 4 or 5 inches. Checked the radar again around 4 p.m. The whole system moved north. It was great to see the change. The weatherman said on the radio just now, well, we screwed up on the snow amounts prediction. Ha, I love it. Stay heart-centered."
Yeah, only if they knew, huh?
I know, right? Very interesting. That's
yep.
Great. Yeah, the gray sky is clearing. I know that one is a free clearing, and it is fantastic. So, alien holographic reality. I think that was the other one she mentioned. Alien-generated holographic. So all of those clearings, two of which are the free clearings you could do, and a lot of people have very similar quick results. They're very powerful. And you can find those at creationlightship.com on the left side. There's a drop-down box, and it's free sample healing. So check them out. They're fantastic. And thank you, Ron, for putting those up for all of us. It's great. We use them all the time. Okay, so the next question is from a listener who writes, "Hi, Ron, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the daylight savings time change. I find myself becoming very tired early at night and then waking up extremely early before 5 a.m. Anything I can do to lessen the impact of this? I want to get off this early to bed, early to rise timeline. Thanks."
Huh, I'll have to think on that one. I don't know. I don't know what kind of clearing we have on the website. Oh, boy. Maybe somebody listening might suggest something.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying to think myself.
It might be even if it continues, you know, for a while, maybe a problematic event one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there might be something that could be, you know, in the free links there that may help out. So.
Also, sometimes I think when these things happen, you kind of just have to go with it. I know that's kind of difficult, but, you know, I think that when the days are a lot shorter and everything shifts forward, the best thing you can do is just be in the moment and be in the now and not try to fight it. So you can always do the be here and the now clearing, or I'm just thinking of even the mind to heart drop or the finger exercise to kind of just bring yourself back into the present moment.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Be here now.
That's what we need to be. Okay, so the next question is about the space clearing. And this person writes in, "Hi, Ron. I'm at an internship where every door at this organization has a mezuzah on it. So is this an alien race that controls these things? I'm doing a space clearing for the entire floor that I work on. Is this the right clearing? Thanks."
I think that would definitely help, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe even something with the alien attack page. Boy. Yeah, that's a good one.
Just trying to think if we did like a special clearing for that symbol, would that be helpful?
Yeah, I'll do it now, so let's do that one for that.
There's also a signs and symbols disconnect, release, removal. It's a whole lifetime clearing.
Let's do a sample and just see how this works here. So here we go, everybody. So if you have your own particular symbol that you want to have released, that you see quite often, we'll release that from that one particular last time that you saw that. And we'll just see if you have any physical impact with this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And I should just mention, too, if you type in the word symbol into the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com, you'll get a link to that clearing. And the complete name of it is the Signs and Symbols Disconnect Release Removal. So that could be very helpful. I know a lot of people have these things and like wear them sometimes, like on jewelry or religious things, or even not religious, just you know, different symbols that they like. And I'm even thinking if you were like in the military or in a gang or something, you would have all these different signs and symbols that mean something to you. So you would probably want to clear those to get the energy off of you. Would also be a very good use for that clearing if you were involved in anything like that where you had to identify with a symbol or give meaning to a symbol. So that would disconnect you from your emotional attachment to that symbol. Could bring a lot of relief to people. Okay, so thanks so much for writing in. That's a very interesting topic. And the next question is kind of a different type of a question. Sounds like this person maybe had some kind of energetic attack. And they wrote in, "Hi, Ron. Earlier this evening, I was sitting at the computer, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was hit with a baseball bat to the back left part of my head. Seconds later, the left side of my face went numb, and my vision in my left eye was blurry. The pain and numbness is off and on, but right now, my left side of my face is numb. Just wondering, did I have what is called a mini stroke? I've had all my clearings, so I have no emotions about this."
Well, we'll take some energy away here. I'm trying to look here. We'll just take the energy off here. So here we go. And I can't say whether or not it was a stroke or not or whatever, but we'll take away the energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Seemed like there was a lot of energy there. So hopefully that helps this person out. So somebody on the fast chat is asking, can Ron clear crosses too? I don't know if that is too big of a clearing, Ron. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're all supposed to have crosses. So all I can do is clear from you the last cross that you saw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, I'd do an energetic porting on it. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
That's so interesting because I was just thinking about, like, when's the last time I saw a cross? And I couldn't remember. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I was watching figure skating yesterday, and one of the competitors had a cross on. I think it's so interesting because I liked what you said about clearing the energy from you, because that's really all we can do. And if, I mean, my goodness, that symbol is so powerful and means so much to so many different people. It would probably take a infinite number of lifetimes to clear the energy off of that, but you can clear it from you. And I was also thinking while you were doing that too, Ron, there is the object clearing. So that could be helpful if you want to remove energy from maybe a religious necklace or a piece that you have, a piece of clothing. Maybe it was somebody in your family's, and you want to clear off the energy from that. You could also do it that way.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good suggestion for that.
Okay. All right. So the object clearing, there are several, and there's a energetic negative objects removal and an energetic objects cording release, and it would probably be the energetic objects cording release unless you had a negative association with that object in particular, or maybe it was belonged to someone who passed away and you had, excuse me, a negative feelings towards it. Okay. So the next question we have, so thanks so much, because it's interesting to get the listener interaction, because a lot of the times, even if you think your question is silly or stupid, which it never is, it leads us to a number of different ways of looking at your situation and also offering possibilities for steps to take to do clearings and healings. So it's always great to have the interaction from listeners. Okay, so we have a kind of carryover from last week on live on the air, and somebody was asking about money, and they were wondering if next time you bring it up, clearing the vowels in the money, maybe in the word money, and seeing if that helped. And I guess you were going to do that, but then you had another idea. So maybe we could pick up there, Ron, and do that for everybody, if that's okay with you.
Okay, so say the word money out loud, everybody. And what we'll do is clear away the vowels. So clearing away the, we'll do the O. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's cleared. And the E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. And I'll say the word out loud, money, and to see if it doesn't relate to you. So you may wonder, well, if it doesn't relate to me, then that means that I'm not connected to money. Well, in a sense, that would be correct, because maybe when you think of money, what comes to your mind is lack of money. So right away, you're tainting the energy of money for the negative, and it goes away from you. So you just should think of money as a neutral source of something, and you should be able to choose whether you like to have it or not. So if you are thinking of it being a negative thing, then you need to clear that energy so that you can be in neutral with it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's really cool, Ron. And I wonder if anybody has done this, or any clearings related to money, or like, I know we haven't actually talked about this in a long time, but there is the Prosperity Jumpstart and the Prosperity Bundle. And I know a couple of months ago we were talking about that a lot. And I wonder if anybody has anything to report on those. It would be great to hear from you if you want to write in, or if you would want to say something on the fast chat, or if you'd want to call in feel free to do so. It's 888-627-6008 for BBS Radio Station 1. And we would love to hear about if you've had any progress or if you've had any types of breakthroughs with this or any of these clearings related to money or prosperity. I'm just curious because we did talk about those for a long time. So I'll give the number again just in case. It's 888-627-6008, and that is BBS Station 1. Okay, and someone also suggested on the fast chat for the sleep problem, the waking up too early for the daylight savings time, the sleep deprivation clearing. And somebody else said, that's funny, I've been doing the same thing, 5 a.m. wide awake. So it seems like maybe people are on this timeline. I wonder what would happen if you timeline crashed it and also maybe tried that sleep deprivation clearing. That's a great suggestion. So thank you so much, moderator. And somebody writes, saying the word money is now much softer after Ron cleared it tonight. Very interesting.
We could do the we'll do the clearing for lack of money. So everybody,
okay,
out loud, say lack of money, and it may not make you feel too good. Remember, that probably pushes many, many buttons, okay? So here we go, lack of money. So we're going to clear the vowels again. So clear the A. And okay, E, cleared. A-E-I, cleared. O, and U. So there we go. And now say it out loud and just see if you feel more at peace with it. You should be at peace. That way you can manifest from neutrality instead of the law of cause and effect. There's a big difference there. And, you know, do your mind a heart drop and maybe have it written in front of you on a piece of paper of what you would like to maybe manifest. And that way you can just look at it and you'd be thinking with your heart in place of your mind and see what happens. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. That's great, Ron, and thanks. Let us know. So just to clarify, you cleared all of the vowels that are in the phrase lack of money.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So that's an A, an O, and an E. And I guess the Y is sometimes a vowel and sometimes not, so I guess that's not in that case. Very interesting. Let us know on the fast chat what you think of this. I'd love to know because it is such a touchy phrase and we haven't really talked about it in a while. So I know people always like it when we talk about money because it seems to be the one thing that everybody needs more of. No matter how much you have, you always want more.
Let's do one for people that may be in business. And in business, it's not necessarily lack of money or anything. It's cash flow.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah, you're right.
Everybody, if you're in business, it still will pertain to you. But say the word cash flow out loud. And now we'll clear the vowels on that. So clearing the A and clearing the E and the I, A-E-I-O. Cleared, and you. So we got all the vowels covered there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Awesome, thanks.
Yeah, let me say it out loud again, see how you feel.
Very interesting. So it would be great to get some reactions, too, on the chat. Let us know how these clearings are affecting you. Did you say it out loud? If so, how did it sound? And I think that's a really interesting way of looking at it, Ron, too, because we tend to think of it as, which is kind of interesting if you think about in terms of duality, you either have it or you don't. But I think business people and a lot of people that are in business do think of it as a flow. And it kind of comes in, it goes out. It's not really a question of not having or having. It's like a whole different mentality talking about money. And I find that when you do have wealth or you come into wealth, suddenly you're playing like a whole different game. And it's interesting. It really is not so much about having or trying to get more. It becomes like a different set of rules. I wonder if there are any business people out there that would like to write in about that, because I think it's very interesting. You know, you try to get investors and you try to get people to believe in your ideas and you kind of take it to this whole other level. It just becomes like a much broader conversation. So I'm just wondering if anybody has any insight on that. It would be great to hear from you. Maybe you've done some prosperity clearings and you are a business owner. If so, how has that changed or affected your business? Let us know. You can do so via the fast chat through BBS, our email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you want to give us a call, we're here live. We'll take your questions on the air, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And somebody said on the fast chat, wow, yawning on that A. This is so amazing. No energy on those words since Ron cleared them. No harsh judgments on those words. So, very interesting. Thanks, Ron. This is a great topic, and we'll wait maybe for some responses to come in. In the meantime, I did get a question about a clearing we mentioned earlier in the show, which is the sleep deprivation clearing. So this person's asking, when you do the clearing, does one have to do all the generations? For instance, the sleep deprivation has 14 generations. So everybody, thanks so much. We're back, and Ron is back. We were just talking about the sleep deprivation clearing, Ron, and how about doing the entire 14 generations, would that be necessary or not?
I don't think, well.
I guess it all depends on how sleep deprived you are.
Everybody's different. If you had a hard time sleeping in your life, then maybe you might want to do at least one of the seven generations, but I don't know. Typically, I'd say it's probably not needed.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had a hard time sleeping through your whole life, then you won't know until you do the clearing to see how much better you are. The only reason why the other ones are extended out there, you know, going back further in the past is because of situations and issues there. But I would think anyway, that at least the one for this lifetime would probably be adequate for probably 99% of the people. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. And I would imagine if you have some kind of a sleep condition, like you have insomnia or I'm just trying to think of other types of sleep disorders, that could even be a barcode. So you might want to look into barcodes. I'm not sure which one, Ron, but maybe like we talked about earlier, the chronic and reoccurring events barcode.
Yeah, that could work too. You might do an experiment to see if you have an abduction tendency or maybe something going on. You have to have a friend of yours help you out. What it would be is something like having maybe being in a lightly lit room and then have somebody turn on a really bright flashlight or something and just see if your body jumps. Because sometimes the abduction process is related to a very bright light. And you might just do that if you're kind of curious and just see if you respond like, uh-oh, what's going on here? You know, am I being abducted again or something? And just see if that tends to ring a bell with you. If if it does, then you know that you need to do clearings on it.
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, the reason why you're not sleeping, because you're afraid of, you know, having that bright light come on as you're being taken into the beyondo. So that is one of those occurrences that you might experience. And it's hard to say if the light would be there instantly when you're abducted or after you're on a ship. You know, some people have actually got, in a sense, freaked out watching movies and seeing that really bright light that the doctors use.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Ron. It's like a really bright light that people would see, similar to a possible abduction experience. And I should also mention we do have the abduction barcode removal. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Ron, but you were kind of breaking up a little, so hopefully your connection is a little better now. Back to you. That was very interesting.
That bright light now.
Oh, that bright light. See you later.
Yeah. The white light tunnel.
Uh-oh.
No, I was joking.
Well, that was actually really interesting. I was really paying attention to what you were saying. And then, so you were saying about the, when people go into the doctors and they have the movies or whatever with the operating room and the lights, they get freaked out.
Yeah, I don't know if they have it in dentist offices or not, but I know they have
it,
you know.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, yeah, next time you go there, you know, it is kind of similar. On some of the ships, they use something like that, so... Anyway, so if that rings a bell, you might let us know right now. Maybe get on and give us a little quick note on Sailor's Questions or, you know, on the C-Box, just to type in, because all of a sudden you might go, oh, man, now I know why I don't want to go to the doctor's office or something, you know, or, yeah, that causes me, you know, I'm insecure when I'm there or something. So, which adds another problem, you know. Where do I see that at? Who got me, you know? But anyway, you know, this is our reality show here. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's, and I also mentioned, I don't know if people caught this before we had our little tech issue there, but we do have an abduction barcode removal. So that might be helpful, provide relief to people who are dealing with this particular experience. I always think that's interesting because I don't really know of anybody that likes going to the doctor's office or the dentist. And I don't really mind, but that's probably because I've done a lot of clearings and don't have those energetic connections to the bright lights and, you know. But, I mean, it can be a real thing. So it would be great to get some feedback on that.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting question, which I've been thinking about a lot lately in a more drastic way. But somebody asked, as we are changing our appearances, losing weight, et cetera, how can we be sure our spirit is also slimming?
Well, your spirit will mimic you. So whatever your spirit looks like, that's the way you look.
Okay.
So, you know, because it's always coming in and out of you, and maybe it has to come in each time the timeline is turned off, then it comes back in. So whenever you're not here, it's not here either, and then it comes back into you when you're fully present. The abduction process, it won't be with you. Typically, the body has its own energy, but on the abduction one, I would say normally you're not going to have your spirit with you. Unless somehow it is very weak and got tricked or something, and then that could cause a problem. So they definitely want to steal your spirit, steal parts of you, you know, to use that energy. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, they do like to get that energy. And also, this is something I've been thinking about, but this isn't so much an issue here where I live, but I know a lot of people get plastic surgery and drastically change their appearance and their bodies with all these different procedures. And I'm just wondering, does that affect your spirit? You know, you're kind of doing that with your own free will, free choice. So I was just curious, Ron, what your take was on that.
Never really thought about that much.
Does your spirit change as well if you're doing these things?
Yeah, it would have to.
Mm-hmm.
It have to integrate with you. As long as you have spirit parts from your body in the location where they work with you. Now, if it was a non-body part, silicon breast, right? So that won't have any spirit energy in there. What would be normal, it'd be fine, but there wouldn't be any spirit energy there. If you had an operation and, you know, we had to extend your bone length or something, and they had to use a brace or something, titanium or whatever they used, and yeah, that could also be where there's no spirit energy, but where there is, say, flesh and blood, then that would be compensated, and your spirit would at that point have, the energy there, even if it was slightly deformed. So that's what's actually happening, is you're actually being deformed from your actual blueprint.
Interesting. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
And it wouldn't matter.
It's quite different where someone has like elective plastic surgery to change their appearance as to someone who's been like badly burned and they need, you know, cosmetic reconstruction. I don't know if I don't know if those would differ at all, but it just seems like such an interesting topic.
Yeah, so it probably wouldn't really make much of a difference, because as long as it's from you, then naturally, you know, your spirit's going to conform to it. Now, if you have somebody else with you, another body part from somebody else, let's just say that.
That's true. Like a kidney or a donated part.
And that would be the other person's spirit, the energy of the body. Okay. So the body DNA of that person would be connected to that, good or bad. Not their spirit energy, the body energy. So it's the DNA that's being connected. And that's another way of looking at things, that, if you had an arm from somebody else, it wouldn't be your arm, but you could still probably use it. But it wouldn't have all the attributes of you. Imagine it probably could die out eventually as your blood would circulate the DNA and energies into that arm, but at first, you know, it would not be yours, and it wouldn't feel like yours, but you could use it. This would be kind of an interesting way of looking at things.
Yeah, and I mean, even if you had, like, a heart transplant. That would be someone else's completely. I mean, I know that they have to give a lot of medicine so that the body doesn't reject the new or artificial part, because essentially it isn't from you. It isn't part of your blueprint. But, gosh, I wonder, would there be any clearings that somebody could do to help integrate that if they're dealing with this or any other kind of a...
Yeah, it'd be all the, you know, spirit integration.
Okay.
Because you want to integrate the spirit energy into that. But it is a good way of looking at things. Maybe there's people listening who had something done like that, and, you know, you may want to just do spirit integration on that particular location and see if that, you know, can help you. Because you don't know what you don't know, and maybe you always felt kind of weird with, you know, maybe you had something to replace. Maybe, I don't know, a kidney or something. You know, we always talk about hearts, but maybe it's something else, and... Or maybe you had to have some part from a pig or something put into you because that's
right.
What
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you may want to get that spirit energy into it over again, where now it wouldn't be.
Right. That's true. I mean, I've heard of that where different heart valves are replaced with either a pig or a cow. Yeah, that's. I never really thought about that, but you're right, Ron. It's. You would definitely want to do spirit integration on that to help your body kind of, I don't know, is that like creating a new blueprint for yourself? I mean, you can't really do that, I guess, because it was created in the light ship.
Yeah, well, you just integrate the spirit energy more. So that's the advantage of it, is that it would now have more energy coming into that location, because that location will eventually need some type of healing or energy work done to it, so you might as well make it more of you than you know, an alien, which is what it really would be, an alien energy connected in and through you. And that clearing just got on one of the free ones, and we have, you know, spirit integration there, and use that to help yourself out. And you may want to go furthermore into more detail someplace, but, you know, that's a good way to start.
Okay. Yeah, that is a good way to start. And we're actually winding down here. I just wanted to thank everybody for sending questions. And also, we had a couple of more comments come in. It's been such an interesting show, Ron. I always feel like we could talk about these topics for, like, another hour. But someone said, should we say release weight instead of losing weight? I think of losing as something that might come back. And so I guess that's a much better phrase to use if you can think of it as releasing.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. And someone is asking on the fast chat, do light beings on the light ship get confused over warfare and conflicts?
No, they don't. They're in the moment.
Okay, that's, yeah.
So warfare and conflict, or we'll just say conflict, that doesn't have any resonance at all, because you don't have conflict when you're in peace. So you have to remember, everything is peace. We tend to try to look at maybe the way they would think, but they don't think the way we think because they're in the moment.
Yeah, they don't think at all.
So everything's in peace. That's what we should be living in peace. Okay, I guess we should probably close the show here because it's getting to be that time. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. And remember, you want to just command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, everybody. Should be heart-centered, and means you'll be in peace. And if you don't think, you're going to be there for a long time. And don't answer the phone. So here we go.
Don't go on the internet.
Yeah. Yep. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. We'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.